one of the things going on when it comes to what we're dealing with, I know that it's more than just what's happening with coronavirus, which, by the way, I'm still searching for. Can we get the directive, please? We're told everything else that we can do or not do. Can somebody please give us the direct on high? Are we going to call it coronavirus or COVID-19, or is it still just going to be interchangeable?
Yeah, what's really confusing is when they use both of them in the same story. But it is one and the same. You know, everything you see promotionally, and I think people pick up on easier, as coronavirus, but COVID-19 is the medical term.
I think that's coming more from any of the, I seem to see that more like with the CDC or the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization seems to be using, although I'm hearing more people pick up on COVID-19.
It's easier to say.
Well, that's a good point.
COVID-19. That's true. I'd actually prefer that one.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go with it then.
COVID-19. Okay. There we go.
Works for me.
We'll be the trendsetters.
We'll start it.
We'll be the trailblazers.
Someone's got a lead. We're ready to. COVID-19. And I know this. There's part of it, but I also know that there's also, even before the virus started getting to where it's at the point now, that there was an oil situation going on with Russia and other places, but. I filled up over the weekend with my discount, $1.69.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I'm still seeing it like $1.95, $1.97, although $1.89 to, as I said, it was $1.79, but I got it for $1.69 with my discount. So I don't know if anyone's seen it for any less.
No, I saw about $1.81 over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, really? Lowest I've seen is $1.88.
Okay.
But I haven't been around a lot.
Well, again, there's other places you might find it, but it just you know, and there's certain aspects of COVID-19, but I know a lot of it has to do with the oil situation. But just pointing out, it's like, there you go.
Let's put it this way. I was staying indoors so I could be here today and continue for the immediate future. We should point out our offices are closed for the next couple of weeks, and many of our people are working from home, but only those who have to absolutely be here because of the resources we work with, namely WSGW AM and FM, we're here.
Well, nice to know that we're essential.
We'll make sure that our guests get in the door.
Yeah, the guests can come to the door.
Yes.
So I was confused by this from Friday, but then I saw something over the weekend that, and it might be a change in the way it was done. So, and this has to go with a lot of people that are having to deal with after the announcements came out about schools being closed, both public and private, you know, K-12 buildings and childcare.
Right.
Because everything seemed to be shut down. And I see there was an announcement came over there. I don't know when it came, but it says. And this is from, it's almost like an amended announcement. The governor's executive order closes all K-12 school buildings to students from Monday, March 16th until Sunday, April 5th. Child care facilities will remain open at that time, whether they are attached to schools or freestanding.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
And in fact, they also sound like, maybe it's in that same advisory last night, there was one that came out that had suggested parents call ahead to their daycare to verify whether or not they were operating today.
So I don't know if that was part of the original that we missed, but I looked at an original statement. I didn't think that was part of it, and this seemed to be amended, which it might have throughout the day, you know, fluid situations and things
we'll
like that.
We'll see if we can find that one from last night and print it out, see if it's any more specific for you.
Okay, but that could be something, whether or not, you know, again, call ahead, because certain facilities, I know a lot of schools are going to take advantage of doing the thorough cleanings. So there, you know, still might be those closures that are going on and things like that.
And there's so many independent daycares that aren't attached to the schools, whether or not they're open or not. That's you know, another question.
You had in your sports the potential of, you know, sports seasons might be extended to be not taking place.
Not taking place until mid-May, probably. Yeah, right. If they follow the CDC recommendations of not holding any gatherings of 50 people or more until mid-May.
Yeah, that would seem to...
And that would take care of the Kentucky Derby, for instance.
And then baseball, that had projected that maybe they'd start in mid-May.
Right, so they'd start in mid-May. But I'm still hearing some speculation that the NBA and NHL will try to get some postseason play in.
Well, you know,
things start up again in May.
They'd hate to lose that.
Yeah.
I don't mean just economically, just the aspect of players wanting to have some kind of finality to a season.
Right.
Economics certainly play a part. I understand that. all the way down to, as you're hearing, how the hurting is going on for the people who rely on incomes from, parking cars to, taking out the trash.
It'll be surreal to see the Stanley Cup hoisted in July.
Yeah.
But that's what could possibly happen.
It's already being hoisted in June.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you're right.
Why not go to July? Why not go to July?
Yeah, just a different time.
Other news coming out, some states closing restaurants and bars and things like that.
Yeah.
So, to what extent? So questions are being asked. We're at this point. What's the next step? And the next step? And is there a next step? And what more can you do? Mandate people stay home? Some are wondering.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Did you see the footage of New Orleans when the police drove down the streets ordering everybody to leave?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, to telling them to disperse and get out of the bars. I think that was on Saturday night, something like that.
Well, a lot of governments and recommendations talked about large gatherings and things, and I know that some were upset that people weren't adhering to those recommendations, whether they were mandated or not. Because in some cases, and again, that's other news coming through, some are recommendations, and others seem to be mandates.
Yeah, right.
About what government is doing. I was thinking of this over the weekend, and I had to look it up. And it's like, how much is this going to apply, and to where do we go from here? And some are already questioning a lot of social media chatter of support, and others questioning, our rights being taken away. And others are going to the Constitution. What does the Constitution allow for these kinds of circumstances and things like that? I don't know if the Constitution, protecting citizens, I guess. Might not talk about specifics of how.
Right. Yeah. Don't think they did. They have pandemics in the Constitution. I'm not sure. Yeah,
they had something going on, but maybe they didn't know it was pandemics. I was thinking of the Star Wars movie, and I had to look it up to get the right movie. It was The Revenge of the Sith, which was number 3, I guess, now, when you had Natalie Portman playing Senator Amidala. And the big question was going on with Chancellor Palpatine taking direct control of ordering everyone to do everything. And her line, "So this is how liberty dies," with thunderous applause. I don't know if liberty is dying, but the question is, is this liberty now in the face of coronavirus? I'm sorry, COVID-19, where there are things that you just suddenly that you could do one day that you can't do another day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not unprecedented, though. I mean, you could say World War II. Everybody, there were curfews everybody had to adhere to, and blackouts and everything. So,
yeah,
I mean, not completely unprecedented.
Well, and the question becomes, how long people will accept what's going on to the point of saying, okay, we've been this way for month, 2 months, 3 months. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
And
you just said it right there. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. We haven't dealt with anything like this since 1918, so we just don't know.
Well, they're still learning about COVID-19 as well. And its characteristics and how long it lasts, et cetera. It's
still looking for the vaccine, too, which I know that's being expedited.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look to get the latest statistics, and even trying to do that. Researching through the CDC or World Health Organization and others. So I pieced together. So if I have it correctly, it says as of March 16th through various, and this seems to be close to what everyone is reporting, and if somebody got different numbers, please let me know. Over 170,000 cases as of March 16th. Now, that could have changed because this was a couple of hours ago, so obviously that could have changed. But over 170,000 cases of COVID-19 reported in more than 150 countries and territories. Major outbreaks in mainland China, Europe, Iran, and South Korea. More than 6,500 people have died. Over 77,000 have recovered at this time. But again, those numbers could have changed in just a couple of hours.
Right.
But
and there have been many deaths reported in Italy, right? I think over the weekend.
That was one of the next big outbreaks. And that doesn't even reference Italy here. So again, some of this is trying to be pieced together and staying ahead of it sometimes. It's not the easiest thing to do.
Nope.